study at home, David Settle brought me a small gavel to call that group to order. I really, really don't think it leads to a real worship experience to call the church to order with a gavel. I'll try to do it with my voice. I have the call to worship this morning, so I'll ask if everyone please just stand and be ready to enter into worship. Today is obviously the third Sunday in the month of October. It is the Sunday in which we will be celebrating communion together, and also the Sunday that we will minister to the folks at the Willows at 3:30 this afternoon. We'll thank the Lord for a beautiful day following some really turbulent kind of weather and changes, but what a blessing it is to be together as the people of God in the house of the Lord this morning. So if you will, we will open our worship time with prayer. Father, we come before you in prayer not just as a formality, but with a renewed recognition of how much we need you and how much we are called upon to look to you, to give you thanks, to depend upon you, to seek your will in our lives. So, Father, may this hour of worship be a time where we do find ourselves detached from the distractions of the world around us, focus upon you and your will, your love, your grace, your healing power. May our hearts today be drawn closer to you as we worship and as we fellowship in the name of Jesus. And I offer this prayer in his name. Amen.
Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Have you been through Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Okay, we got a new one for you. And I don't know if we're ready or not, but I need some woers and some oohers. It's called What a Friend. It's Matt Meyer. It's on the radio. And there's a part that goes, whoa. Is it whoa or ooh? Ooh, 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 ooh. And there's another part, huh? Whoa at the beginning. And then, like it says, everybody has trials and temptations. Ooh, 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 ooh. And you'll hear it with the piano. So I don't have an extra vocalist to do that, so we'll get y'all to fill in. It's a pretty neat song. We like it. All right. What?
Why are they pointing at me?
Ready?
Everybody has trials and temptations. Ooh, ooh. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. Ooh, ooh. But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home. Everybody has fears, everybody has worries. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation. Our burdens down, lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runneth over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He is proven over and over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up and my cup runneth over. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. How He is proven over and over, over and over. What a friend we have in Jesus. East and west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home.
You may be seated. I heard that the first time in Jamestown Christian Church, a traditional church, believe it or not, and on the radio.
Well, if you remember last Sunday, we had a phone call, which we were trying to make available to everybody because it was from Rafael Morales, and that was about the time that we lost phone connection and the alarms went off, and we had quite an experience. Well, I can follow up by saying that after I got home Sunday, I returned a call to Rafael. And as you see in the bulletin, he and his family are planning to be with us for a few days during the Thanksgiving holiday. And it is their plan to be in church on November 25th. So those of us who have known Rafael from his time in El Salvador and their 13-year ordeal to attain U.S. citizenship, which they now have and are living in New Jersey. And they're looking forward to coming to Harrodsburg, where we've been supporters for years and years, even while they were missionaries in El Salvador. They have three girls. Grace, who we probably remember, is now 17. He said, the girls say, who are those people in Kentucky that you keep talking about all the time? He said, they're very, very excited to come to Kentucky and to be with us. So we are excited that they're coming, and we pray that things work smoothly. I don't know all the details of their work here. I'm assuming it's still in the medical field since they both were doctors in El Salvador. But he did tell me their work schedule only allows for these few days. So we're looking forward to that. The Dixie Belle excursion last Sunday evening was great. The attendance was low due to the uncertain weather, but it held off. It was really pleasant. And I was talking to Hope this morning, thanks to she and Dave for kind of working on that. But we found out that if we do it next year, we can do all the things that we've done in the past, that we can bring some food and have a good time. The guys on the boat said, that's kind of news to us, so you all come, bring your food, have a good time, and we won't say a thing to anybody. So there we go. So we're planning that next year. And we did have a good time the other night. This coming Saturday, it's fall festival time, and Ruth's planning a chili cook-off, a trunk or treat, all of those kinds of things that go with the fall season. That's on next Saturday night. We'll probably have a few more words about that. So in the upcoming events, if you would please note the Willows this afternoon at 3:30, our continued study in Revelation Wednesday night at 7:00, the aforementioned fall festival on the 27th, and then October 28th, His Heart is going to be at Carpenter's Christian in concert at 6:30. And then on Tuesday, October 30th, there is a workshop, Bridges Out of Poverty. And for information on that, you can talk to Rod Buxton, who has the info and is involved in kind of bringing that to our attention. All those announcements, I think, bring up to date everything that I would want to make you all aware of. There are probably some additional words, so if you will raise your hand, be recognized, wait for Kent to bring you a microphone so we can all hear, we'll have those announcements.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Pastor, just wanted to let you know, did get confirmation on what we were talking about earlier.
All right. What were we talking about earlier? The bus?
Next Sunday night.
Oh, next Sunday night. Oh, okay. Yep. There's a story behind that. So I told Brenda, I said, did you know His Heart is going to be in concert at the Carpenters? She didn't know that. I thought if I knew anything about that quartet that she didn't know, it'd be a miracle. So anyway, I guess because she didn't know it already, she wasn't real sure that I knew. But that's a definite. They'll be at the Carpenters. Thank you, Brenda.
Put Ruth's voice on my Facebook because this is for her. She's not here this morning. One of her children is in from out of town, so she's with them today. There are sign-up sheets on the back table for the fall festival. Somebody's going to go hungry if somebody and other people don't sign up for chili, because there's not many pots of chili back there. please sign up. If you have candy this morning, you can get it to me. I will get it to Ruth. I will be seeing her this week since she's not here. And a reminder that dessert is taken care of because I have ice cream in my freezer that needs to be eaten, and there's much. So homemade ice cream that Mona and I made for the Moores out at the Moore Farm that got canceled because of the rain. So please do not bring a bunch of desserts. That is taken care of. And I think that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, and then we'll all be on a sugar high. So, but there's four sign-up sheets back there. I've got one of them, the trunk or treat, for the candy, chili and some of the sides to go with chili. And I don't remember what the fourth one is now. But you can see those, and please sign up.
Yes, just a reminder that Getting Ahead has started, and it's on Tuesdays from 10 to 1, and we're looking for people to donate lunches at noon. It's for resources on how to wipe out poverty in our community, and it's a very, very good program. I just wanted to remind you of that. It has started, and this will be our second week coming Tuesday. Thank you.
While George is making an announcement, I'll just follow up on that. Getting Ahead, there's so many wonderful programs coordinated in our community to try to help resource for people to get out of poverty, more than just a handout, ways of finding to become more self-sufficient. This is another one of those, and if you have questions, please talk to Diane about that. There are ways that you can be involved, as she mentioned, such as helping with food. George?
Just like to add a little to Wanda's announcement. Brownies, apple pie, those kind of things really go well with ice cream. So any of those would be very welcome. Right. Also, downstairs on the table, there's a lot of peppers. I brought some hot peppers for those of you who would like to spice up your chili or even spice up your life. There's some fresh jalapenos.
All right. Thank you, George. All right. Hopefully that kind of brings us up to date. So just a reminder again, I know our schedules get full. Looking from this day into the next week, we have the Willows this afternoon at 3:30. We could certainly use anyone to come and be a part of that. Robbie is leading that effort, but folks are always needed to just be there, visit with those folks, help as a part of the worship. We share communion with them. And then we have our Bible study Wednesday and the Fall Festival next Saturday. Birthdays and anniversaries. Birthdays this coming week. I have these, and they're in your bulletin, and I think they may be on the screen. Tuesday, October 23rd, Michelle Harley will be celebrating a birthday. Thursday, October 25th, Elizabeth Connect. That's Billy's little granddaughter. Elizabeth is how old now? My, she'll be 7. And then on Saturday, October 27th, Peggy Roy will be celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday to all those folks. May God bless them. This morning, in a few moments after the worship team comes once again to kind of prepare our hearts for communion, we'll be sharing the Lord's Supper together. But prayer time, if there are specific things that is on someone's heart, we might share those if we go to the Lord in prayer this morning. I see Brenda has a prayer request. And if you have one that you would like to mention, just again, raise your hand, please.
This is just an update on several of the people that have been on my personal prayer list and our prayer list. Several weeks ago when Barry Perez was here, I felt led to come forward and be anointed in absentia, yeah, whatever mm-hmm. that word is, for a baby, a newborn. That baby's doing well. He does have supraventricular tachycardia, and he'll have to be monitored closely for his first year at least. But it's amazing how good God is.
Amen.
Also, my brother-in-law, Arvid Tackett, has been on our prayer list for a long time. Mm-hmm. He's doing well, much better than he has in the past. That's amazing also. And then my friend in Frankfurt, Mary Lynn, who has that rare cancer. Sarcoma is all I know. She's letting the Lord lead her through this journey.
All right.
She has such a strong faith. I've known her for many years, and she's a dear, dear friend. But I'm sure God will heal her one way or other. He will heal her physically. I know her mind is clear. But if he decides not to, that'll be okay with her too. She's been a blessing to me in many years past. We're all blessed people. We really are.
Amen. Thank you, Brenda. I encourage you to do two things, both what's printed and what comes on our daily prayer chain. Take those folks before the throne of grace and keep them lifted up before God for His blessing, His will, His healing. And if those folks are in a position where they're better and healing has taken place and you feel that they no longer need to be on that list, let us know that too. It will be a way of saying that's one that God has taken care of. And so we appreciate your following that. Let's bow together. Now, Brenda shared two or three things that she's very aware of. There will be things on each of our hearts and minds this morning if we allow our minds to go there. Either folks that we are concerned about, situations that we are concerned about, or things in our own hearts that we need to let go of and turn over to the Lord. It's become increasingly apparent in so many ways that God is saying to us over and over again, don't be anxious. Colleen and I were talking just the other day about a situation, and this is no profound thought, but it just struck me. If I could imagine God's personality, knowing how He cares for us, I could almost hear Him saying, if they only knew, if they could have only known what I already know, if they could have only known how I'm going to handle this, they would not have had to worry and fretted and stressed. But sometimes we don't know, and we have a hard time letting go and trusting the Lord. And He wants to bless us, and He wants to relieve our burdens, and He wants us to walk in that peace that only He can give. So Father, we come before You this morning realizing that life is difficult, and it holds a lot of things that we don't know, and we certainly don't know the future. And so our faith compels us to trust the One who does know the future, and the One who has things in His own hands, the One who inspired the writers of the gospel and of the other books of the Bible to say things like, all things do work together for good to those who love the Lord and are called according to His purpose. Reminding us that Jesus said, don't be anxious about tomorrow. Why do you worry? So, Father, we want to grow in that kind of grace. Not only the grace that saves us, but the grace that saves us a lot of heartache and a lot of frustration and a lot of worry. So I ask that You pour out Your grace upon Your people today. Meet the needs of Your people, Lord. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to ask the worship team to come, and they'll lead us in some worship that will help prepare our hearts for the Lord's Supper this morning. And then after that, the folks who are going to help serve will come, and we'll share communion together.
Would you stand with me, please?
might become his righteousness. He humbled himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus, my son.
You know, the Bible says that because Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death on the cross, therefore God has highly exalted him, given him the name which is above all names, that in the name of Jesus Christ all things on earth and under the earth should confess his glory. You may be seated, but as we think about him being Lord of all, Messiah, Creator, all those wonderful, wonderful things, that he humbled himself and came and provided salvation, and then he's invited us to have supper with him here in a memorial service, and then one day in eternity at the Lamb's Supper, great celebration in heaven forever. So this supper is kind of a foretaste of the glory of celebration, fellowship with the one who is Lord of all and yet gave that up to redeem us. May that thought never really escape us as we celebrate. We're going to share the bread and the wine together, and we will bless the bread and bless the cup, a very worthy tradition, something that Jesus did at that Passover. And I think all down through church history, this custom in all branches of Christendom, one form or another, this sacrament of the communion of the bread and the wine, the broken body and the poured out blood of Jesus. Let us truly give thanks this morning. I'll ask Kent to say a word of thanks for this bread. Ask George to give a blessing upon the cup, and then Joyce will be playing, and you're invited to come and share the Lord's Supper together.
Dear Heavenly Father, like the song says, thank you for being the Lord of all, and thank you for sacrificing your body for us and for our sins. And Lord, I know we don't deserve it, but thank you, and we love you and honor and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray, Lord. Amen.
Father, thank you so much for what this cup represents. The suffering of our Lord and Savior. You endured. We're so grateful that you gave. Lord, help us to celebrate even today the goodness of God, the goodness that you gave us. All the benefits of heaven were lavished upon us because of your suffering. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for allowing your blood to be shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Lord, this cup represents so much more. Pray that all that this represents would come to fruition in all of our lives because you gave. Come, Lord Jesus, and minister one-on-one. Bless this cup, O God, as everyone partakes. Bless the cup and bless the receiver. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Please feel free to come and partake.